Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to be here tonight. Let's give thanks. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for another day you've blessed us with, Lord. We thank you again for the rain that you've blessed upon this island, Lord. We just pray for a good harvest, Lord, both in crop and souls this day. We thank you again for your wonderful blessings. Just guide us this evening, Lord. Help us to hear your words, Lord. Help us rejoice with all the books that have went out in the past couple years, Lord. And help us look forward, Lord, to the day of your great return. And let us work hard and labor hard, because there's great harvest to be won in your name. Amen. Everyday publications. I have a bit of a cold, so you'll have to apologize for that in advance. Everyday publications. Dwan and I have been there since 2007, and we have two little girls, Estella and Mildred. Estella is now 6, and Mildred's 5 years old. So, Everyday Publications is a faith-based ministry. As the Lord provides, we send out biblical materials that will build up the saints worldwide. We print in everyday English, a standard English, French, Spanish, and Portuguese, and the DR Congo language. We also print in other languages, as the Lord calls up need to individual missionaries. It was founded in 1964 by Ed and Gertrude Harlow. They were former missionaries to the DR Congo, and they co-founded Emmaus Correspondence School. They saw a need for biblical study materials that is both doctrinally sound and easy to read. Dr. Harlow developed everyday English, and the Harlow started to write commentaries on each book of the Bible and translated them into the DR Congo Swahili. Currently, Gertrude Harlow is still living, and she lives in Florida and works from her home there. She lives in a nursing home. She is currently working on William MacDonald's commentary into the Congo Swahili language. Elma Turnbull lives in Toronto and works from her flat, and she is currently working on typesetting. And then we have Sarah Townsend, who also does typesetting and other type work like related. Harold McDougall does the printing. We have the Beaches, who done administration work. Noel does the technical work and works in the warehouse. And we have the Brian Cretney. He does graphic work and typesetting as well. Current volunteers. Our ministry is run of volunteers. Tom and Hilda Parkinson, they're well into their 80s. They come in once a week and stand at a binding machine and bind books. And Jimmy Rollo comes in multiple times a week. He likes to cut the books and trim the paper. You'll see a pile of paper there. That is how our paper comes out of the printer, in big stacks, 4 books up. Each one of those little notches is a layer of books. Those papers will then be taken to the cutter machine and chopped up. On the other little machine that's kind of plain looking with the yellow sticker, that is a UV coater. So every cover gets a UV coating on it to give it durability. Then we have a color printer and a black and white printer. They're all laser printers. We print on demand, and the Lord has been wonderful to provide. We have a shrink wrapper machine. All of our books go out shrink wrapped. A lot of our books go to high humidity areas, and so this gives them durability to last during storage and shipping. We have the binding machine, the Solby. That is for the binding of the glue binding that you see in a book. Then we have a staple machine. That gives the staple binding, and then that's the cutter there. The last photo. What is the Christian faith, if all we had was the Bible, by Randy Amos? This is one of our new books from Randy Amos. We're always encouraged to get new books, especially from living authors. And so this is one of our new encouraging ones. We're excited about this one because it's just another book that we can utilize. It is written in a very plain English, as well as it can be used in an ESL course and young believers as we move along with their faith. We continue to have more books from Paul Brampson. He continues to write a lot of books directly, mostly at Muslims. Gary McBride, we have a new booklet from him, and I have one for each of you is out in the lobby there when you leave. Books are continue to be translated into Spanish, Portuguese, and French, so continue to pray for that work. Most of this translation work and book writers are all local missionaries in their fields, so in the evenings they have spent their time translating or even writing a current book in their own language. And then as the Lord provides and gives us, we go ahead and print those books. We also continue with our EPI study series from Genesis to Revelation. And this is the study series that was also been translated into multiple languages now. And we have revitalized it. And we're just getting to the finalization of it all. And that's going to be updated and current now for a new generation. A lot of our study series gets to be used in imprisonment work or, again, for the readers as a second language. Some of the Congo container projects that we've done in the past, we sent out hymn books and Bibles and Swahili books and French books all to the Congo. And you see the different numbers in the past that we've sent to this wonderful and needy country. The assembly work continues to grow in that country. Continue to pray for it. Currently in 2016, we've continued to send to the DR Congo. We sent one container earlier this year of a 20-foot container of half of the 170,000 titles that you see there. By the end of the fall, Lord willing, we'll be sending the rest of it, so it will be a total of over 170,000 books will go out to the DR Congo this year. And then we also continue to praise the Lord for the safe delivery of our Bibles that have arrived in the Congo. Pray as they're dispersed among the brethren, and that many will decide to read it and grow in their faith. Some of the previous shipments that we've sent out, we sent out to other African countries, such as Angola. In 2014, over 130,000 books have went out to 11 different countries. In Nigeria, we continue to send out shipments to people like the Wheelers. We send out pallet shipments. That seems to be one of the best ways to send books. Pallets are about 3 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet tall. And you could pray for those shipments. In Nigeria, we've continued to send books out there. To Zambia, two different shipments to missionaries like Marjorie Gold, 19,000 books in Lunda, Louisville, Chokwe, and Everyday English books went out to her last year. Twice a year, hundreds of EPI books make their way through the Axe container shipments in Toronto. Continue to pray for missionaries like the Poitevins who receive these shipments. Here are some of the photos of the people in Africa receiving these parcels of books. Continue to pray for the Believer's Bible commentary translation work. They've broken up the New Testament into 3 volumes. Matthew to Acts has been printed and shipped and received in the Congo. The volume 2, Romans to Colossians, is in the printing process. And volume 3 is in the translation process, currently by Mrs. Harlow. Due to her arthritis, she types with 2 fingers. So continue to pray for her. She has a drive to finish up to Revelation and then go home to heaven, so pray for her. We continue to ship books through Emmaus and prison work and schools. So some of the various countries, such as New Zealand, Canada, Australia, continue to use our books in the prison work. Prison work such as like New Life Prison Ministries or Life Key or Set Free Prison Ministry. E-teams take our books out and through their mission fields. Peru and Colombia, we have sent books to their schools. And we've seen our books be used in Spain in the prison work. Continue to pray for the Spanish work. We've prayed many years since I've gotten there 9 years ago for the growth of the Spanish work. In the last number of years, we've seen a growth, and we can praise the Lord for these new open doors. In 2015 and 2016, we sent 2 different shipments to Venezuela of 2,000 books each. We've sent shipments to Ecuador and Peru, to Chile, to missionaries like David Rogers, 4,000 books. One of the new exciting doors that has opened up is Uruguay, to missionaries like Robert Russell, 6,500 books, Dominican Republic, 2,000 books. And some of our books get shipped to Bolivia, used in medical shipments. The medical ships go up and down the river, and these medical ships supply to small little villages books and medical needs. I want to highlight tonight a little bit about Uruguay. Uruguay has a population of 3.4 million people, Spanish-speaking. 45% claim to be Roman Catholic, and 30% now claim to be secular. The Brethren work was introduced in 1882. 35 assemblies have been established to date. They are the first in Latin America in democracy, peace, and a lack of corruption. They are first in South America where it comes to the press freedom, size of the middle class, and prosperity. They actually have the same issues that we would have. We have moral issues, drug issues, and occult issues. One of the missionaries to highlight was Lionel and Irene Russell. They were both also from missionary parents. Their missionary family came from Argentina. They were married in 1948. They moved to Canada and had six children. They were called by the Lord to Mercedes, Uruguay for the next 30 years in 1968. They started radio work, camp work, home groups. They were then refocused to Ajax, Canada, and worked with the Mexican migrant workers. Irene went home to the Lord in 2011, and Lionel went home in 2014. But the lineage continues from Argentina, from their past parents, to the Russells, to Robert and Cecilia Russell, who are their children. Robert and Cecilia Russell actually have four children and 11 grandchildren, all living in Uruguay. Robert and Celia were both born in Uruguay, and after their marriage, they moved to Argentina and then to Canada. And then they moved back to Uruguay in 1978 to run a Bible camp. Commended full-time in 1981 from Ontario. They had four children, 11 grandchildren, and they all live in Uruguay, including the grandchildren. They continue to do with camp work, TV groups, TV programs, evangelism, and jail work and to the addicts. You can pray for the books that we've sent down. They're what we call like a focused missionary. They're going to disperse the books to other missionaries in Uruguay, and they'll be used by many different missionaries, so 6,500 books. Some of the EPI books have actually been hosted on the TV program. They were hit by a tornado, and they continue to ask for prayer. Since it's such a secular nation, many people have come to ask them about God. Secularism does not treat natural disasters well, but Christianity certainly offers them a living hope. Kenneth and Eunice Russell, another missionary commended to that work from Canada. He is also the son of Lionel and Irene Russell. They were married in Canada, commended the work in 1974, worked with three different assembly plants in Uruguay, FM radio and camp work, and they continue with the building project of the Insinca Chapel. They had a recent baptism, and they wish to praise the Lord together with us. And then we have the son and daughter-in-law of Kenneth and Eunice Russell. So now you've seen four generations of the Russells continue in the Lord's work. So we can praise the Lord and pray for this family as they continue hard at work. He is a local commended worker in Uruguay. He does counseling with families, couples, children, inmates, and drug addictions. He also continues with camp work, radio, preaching, and visitation. They've actually seen whole cell blocks of inmates saved and come to know the Lord. So continue to pray for the work in Uruguay and continue to pray that the church might flourish. I continue with the website and server and software and IT issues at Everyday Publications. I teach and assist fellow workers with IT issues. I also manage and work in the warehouse. I package and process the outgoing shipments and incoming. And I also assist in the binding machine and maintenance of the machinery. Continue to pray for us. I do continue to have health issues, and you can pray the Lord will continue to uphold me and give me strength as I deal with those things. Recently, I have been diagnosed with osteoporosis now, and it's been defined as osteoporosis of the spine, so you can pray for that. Here are some photos of the girls enjoying childhood, and some of those other children. I'm sure you can recognize Esther and John in their photo. This year, we had a wonderful visit from Elsa and Norman and the girls, and we were really blessed, and Grandpa Laird was able to come out as well in the year. So we've been very blessed to have visitors. You might notice some familiar faces here, besides the giraffe, which you all know, I'm sure. We have Mike and Jeanette Lewis, Saju Matthew and his family, and Harold and Barb. And Barb's fallen down into the Niagara River. There's some more photos of the girls in their mother's hats, and smelling flowers with Opa. What more fun can you ever have? And there's a few more photos. The girls took their first year of piano lessons. They progressed well, and we're very pleased about that. It's good to have music in the home. So thank you very much for praying. We've been very encouraged. We always enjoy the work, and continue to pray for us as we muster on. There is challenges always in life, and we just pray that you just keep us in prayer and, and look to the Lord for our counsel and continue to love us. At this moment, I'd like to turn to the Bible, and I'd like to turn to Tehillim 16 or Psalm 16. This psalm is called a Miltam song. Leopold wrote that it's a mystery poem. Most of the commentators write that it's a golden psalm. The rabbis like to quote this psalm as a psalm that required special music and unique instruments. Tonight, I would like you to put yourself in ownership of this psalm. I would like you to think about being the singers of this psalm. This psalm was once sung in the temple of Jehovah. I want you to think about those singers as they had to get up in the morning. They had to put on their sandals. They had to go down the streets of Jerusalem as they wandered down in their white robes to the temple to sing about the wonderful Savior that we have. They went and they could smell the marketplaces. They could smell the incense. They could smell the roasting meat as they came closer to the temple. They could smell the sweet offerings to the Lord. They lined up and they sang these wonderful words about the Lord so that all could hear and all could know about the Lord. These words were special because these words were written by their current king, King David. These words were golden. These words required special music and a special arrangement of music. So it was exciting. It was something fresh for them, something new. So may it today be something new and fresh to you as the singer. I want you to note the words of my ownership. Take ownership of the words that you will see in this psalm. You are part of this psalm, and you hopefully will see that as you go along. The singer notes the words joy in the psalms, such as the words delight, pleasant, pleasures, glad places. Note these words as we read this psalm, and note the words of joy as the singer sings them. The singer also speaks of his humility and submission to the divine will of Jehovah, our God. Psalm 16, a Miltam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are on the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who has given me counsel, and my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Verse 1, preserve me, O El, for I trust in thee. El, O mighty one, eternal one, self-existing one. Self-existing one, God did not need us. He desired us. He created us. He self-existed. This is the name of God Jesus used upon the cross. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. God does not need us. He is self-existent. But he desires us. He loves us. and wants us to desire him. This is the first, a prayer of protection, one of a selfless plea, for we cannot do it upon our own. We need to be preserved or find refuge in God. For in you I take refuge. I am turning to you, God, and to you, God, alone, for only you can save me. For in you I have placed my trust, and I find refuge. The Amplified Version words it. The Apostle Peter always found refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter would refer to repent and believe, a turning away and a turning to. So turn to God and find your refuge. The word refuge is a direct link to the word of salvation. Our refuge and salvation are the same. Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. The Lord Jesus found refuge in the Father's will. He found refuge in the will of God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus took refuge. Fathers are always a place of refuge. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls upon the name of Adonai will be saved. It is God who made a way for salvation. We must put our trust and faith and seek his refuge. Psalms 91:2, I will say of Jehovah, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He is a self-existent one. He is the one we can find refuge because he self-exists. My refuge. Verse 2, Thou, my soul, hast said to Jehovah, Thou art my Adonai, my goodness extendeth not to thee. You are my Lord, my maker, my mediator, my master, my supreme sovereign, my Adonai. The word Lord seems so undeserving of such a great God. The word Lord means a ruler of a piece of land. But the word here in Hebrew is Adonai, meaning creator, master, creator of the universe, a sovereign ruler of everything. A Lord is not sovereign ruler of everything, only God is. And here there's another purpose with Adonai. It is a plural Adonai. It is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, who made this world, this universe, and he made you and me. Not because he needed us, but because he desired us. Make your maker yours. Make your mediator, Jesus Christ. Make him your Adonai. Make him your Lord. James 1:17 writes, Every generous gift and every perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of light. With him there is no variation of shadow of casting by turning. Psalm 75:25-28. Who do I have in heaven but you? And I desire nothing on earth but you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. Those far from you will certainly perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. It is God who gives us everything that is good. Anything good in me is certainly from God, because I can tell you I'm far from good. You will have to make the Lord God your Lord to get goodness in you. It is God who you need to call upon. So call upon him and make him your Adonai, your supreme sovereign. If you have not done this, then the next of the verses will mean nothing to you. Without having found salvation and making God your Lord, all the other promises that you will see left in this psalm are not for you. But if you have committed yourself tonight or before tonight to the Lord and made him your salvation, then all these wonderful blessings will be part of your wonderful inheritance. So take joy tonight if you have. and take sorrow for those who have not. My Adonai and my goodness, my highest treasure, my supreme sovereign. Verse 3, to the saints that are on the earth and to the excellent, thou hast said, in them is my delight. People that treasure God, they make him glad. If you wish to make God your treasure, then you make him glad. What a simple gift to such a supreme God. We can make him glad by simply treasuring him, by simply making him special to ourselves. The singer loved the temple. It was there that he was able to be with Jehovah. It was there that David was able to be with those who loved God. And not only that, God was in the Holy of Holies. He was there in the temple. It was there that David loved to hear the sounds of the music. It was there that he loved to hear and smell the sweet smells of incense and of roasting meat. It was there that he enjoyed fellowship with those who loved God. It was a place of sensory overload. And it was wonderful to David. And if it was wonderful to David, it was wonderful to the singers. And it should be wonderful to you as you dwell in fellowship with God and with his people, and it should be wonderful. And if you love God, you will love his saints. And Jesus should mean everything to you and everything to the saints. Willsbury wrote, we don't live a Christian life alone. We need each other. Matthew Henry wrote, we must extend your God-given goodness to them, the saints. Do you delight in the world, or do you delight in your Adonai? Jehovah said, be holy, for I am holy. What a supreme joy as we reign with Jesus the Messiah, the King of Kings. And where are we going to do it? We're going to do it together. So let's start loving each other today. Adonai and his saints are my delight. Verse 4, their sorrows shall be multiplied, then hasten after another. Their drink offerings of blood will not offer, and I will not take up their names unto my lips. The only thing that should come off my lips is praise for Jehovah and for Jesus, our wonderful Messiah. If another God comes off my way, I will not take anything he has to offer. I don't want to even have his name on my lips. I love the Lord my God, and him only do I love. Is that your cry today? Do you love the Lord your God only? Is his name on your lips? Is that what comes off your lips is praise for him? Is it on your heart? If it's on your heart, it will spill forth. The singer detests the very idea also of associating with those who do not love the Lord the God. He says in Psalms 1, how happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of the sinners, or join a group of mockers. His delight should be found in Jehovah. Jehovah is the one and only and all-sufficient good, and the saints are the friends of the singer because they are also the friends of Jehovah. Those who exchange Jehovah for false gods, the singer has no fellowship with them. G.C. Morgan, my lips will praise the name of Adonai, and I will have no other gods before me. None shall come off my lips. I pray that's your words tonight. Verse 5, Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. David the hymn writer is now summarizing some of the previous verses. The singer David started his song in a trembling note. He was upon his knees, but he is now rising, for Jehovah is his portion. He is finding great strength in his God. What could God give more than his son, a goodly inheritance that we find in Jesus? What better inheritance do we have than Jesus, the portion of my portion? Numbers and Lamentations refer to a Levi priest. He was fed a part of God's portion from the sacrifice. Oh, what a wonder! He has made you a priest in the wonderful blood of Jesus Christ. The inheritance is vast, and we get to take part in a wonderful, vast inheritance. You can put any cup in front of me, but I choose Jehovah. Oh, how easy it is to choose the wrong cup. A cup of despair, a cup of worry, a cup of anxiety, a cup of health issues. It's so easy to put something else in front of God, but I want my cup to be God. I want my portion to be fully God. I want my cup to overflow of God. Your life is to be overflowing with God. He has given us an inheritance. He has given us a full cup, a portion, and a lot. The lot is referred, if you're Jewish and you heard the lot when you were a singer upon the Temple Mount, you will then think of the lots given to each tribe across the land of Israel. It was a lot given that referred to security. It was given that you would receive a special blessing from the Lord that you could pass on from son to son, an inheritance, and you could see the promises of the Lord if you worked the land and you kept the covenant that God gave. And this lot offered security. And you too have a lot. We have the word of God. It guides and directs us. Keep that in mind when you think of the word lot. Keep the word of God as a focal point of your life. And make the portion God. Make your full cup God. You can find God. Great is God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, my hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We can trust God to be our full portion. We can trust God to fill our cup full if we simply give everything to him. And we can trust God's wonderful word of God that it will guide and direct our life because he is faithful and he will always be found faithful. So if you desire contentment, fulfillment, and security, then seek God. Verse 6, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. The Message puts it this way in a paraphrase. My choice is you, God, and only. And now I find I'm your choice. Is that not exciting? The Lord desires us. The Lord wants none to perish. He wants us all to come and find him. The word places is also the same Hebrew word that you will find in verse 11 for delights or pleasures. What better place to find your pleasure than in God's house? We get our delights and pleasures in a place, and that place is with wonderful restored fellowship in Jesus Christ. We also continue to see a wonderful inheritance, and that inheritance is to reign with Jesus in heaven and on a new earth and a new heaven. What an inheritance we have. God has set boundaries for me, and you will find contentment in those boundaries. Take pleasure in God. Take pleasure in the place where God can be found. You are my beautiful inheritance. Never forget that we can find our beautiful contentment in God because we have a beautiful inheritance. Verse 7. I will bless Jehovah who giveth me counsel, and even in the nights my reins instruct me. Trust God as your counselor. Easy said, but hard to do, is it not? I find it hard to do. You can't find yourself a refuge in God if you haven't accepted his counsel. The first counsel you need to accept tonight, if you have not, is the fact you are lost in your sin, and you need to repent of that sin and find salvation in Jesus. And as you have sought that refuge, then as believers, continue to seek God's counsel. He has given his word to us, and if we follow it, our life will be wonderfully blessed. Seek the counsel of Jehovah as you daily read his word. How can God protect us if we don't want to listen to him? Listen to God and follow his ways. God speaks to us. He speaks to us in the word "my reins" is actually the Hebrew word for kidneys. And what it's really referring to is your inmost thoughts or your inner consciousness. God speaks to us in that stillness of the night. He speaks to us in quiet places, dark corners and closets. That's when the Lord is going to speak, when you're ready to listen, when you're in a quiet place and things are turned off. And what a harder culture it is than today to turn everything off and listen to the wonderful words of God as he speaks to you in the quietness of the night. God personally deals with each one of his sheep individually. That's how special we are, because he loves you and takes great pleasure in you. He instructs us, teaches us, chastens us, disciplines us, but he does it out of immense love. We one day will become like his son. God's path is always the life, a path to life. Don't take the path to death. You are my counselor in the quietness of the night. Verse 8, I've set Jehovah continually before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Continually before me. One of the greatest blessings of salvation is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And what a better presence there is upon this earth. He is always with us, always giving us comfort. The Holy Spirit guides us. He protects us. And wonder of wonders, he seals us for all eternity. Right hand, advocate, a defender. You can also translate it as right eye. He is always right in front of you. Don't take your eyes off of him. We see a wonderful illustration with Peter in the boat. And Peter starts to sink when he takes his eyes off the Lord. Continue to put your eyes fully rested on Jesus, walking faithfully, guiding by his word. Don't even try to move me, because I have Jehovah, and Jehovah is mine. If we make God all of these wonderful my's, how can we possibly shake him? My refuge, my Adonai, my goodness, my delight, my portion, my cup, my lot, my inheritance, my counselor, my right hand. How can I be shaken with a God like that? The singer starts it on trembling knees. We should be upon our feet. Lift our hands in awe of Adonai as we sing wonderful words of promises. Wonderful words that we showed did not deserve, but the Lord in his love desired to give to us. If we take hold of these wonderful blessings in our lives, we cannot be shaken. Psalms 109, verse 31. For he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who would condemn him. The Lord always kept his father in front of him. From the garden to the hill, to the grave to the throne, his eyes were on the Father's will. Submission and love. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we followed him there. Or a sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes on Jesus, for he is at our right hand, always before us. Verse 9, therefore my heart rejoiceth, and my glory extolleth. My flesh, moreover, shall dwell in hope. A living hope. What a wonderful blessing we have, a living hope. Our souls are protected. We have a wonderful living hope. God is going to protect us, both body and soul and spirit. Verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in Sheol, neither wilt thou allow the Holy One to see the corruption. The promises are only but continuing. The Lord will see us through from this life to the next. He is going to bring us both body and soul. This is the core and the essence of David's grief at the first of the psalm. We see that David was concerned because one of his most favorite things in life was to physically go to the temple to worship Jehovah both in body and spirit. But here he sees that if he was to die and go into the place of Sheol, which here the word is Sheol, then he would not be able to worship God both in body and spirit. But wonders of wonders, we are going to be resurrected. We are going to have a new glorified body to worship God in a new wonderful temple. And David, in his wonderful excitement, will get to be there too, both in body and soul. This is the excitement of the psalm. We see that here David's grief is no more, for he now knows that his body will not lie in full corruption. One day David will rise, just like we will rise. But the greatest of gifts was not that one miracle. The miracle of miracles is the fact the Lord Jesus Christ, the lineage of David, came to this earth as our Messiah. He did not lay in the grave. He arose the third day. His body did not see corruption. It arose from the grave victoriously. And he sits on the throne of God, making intercessory for us. And he will do the same for us. We have a wonderful living hope. We are going to have a resurrected body, and we get to be with the wonderful Savior forever and ever and ever, with the saints rejoicing. Take hold of those promises. Take hold, for you have a living Savior. We have a living hope. We have no resurrection if Jesus did not raise from the grave. We verily clearly see Jesus, the Son of David, the Lion of Judah, who conquered death, who sits at the right hand of Jehovah, his Abba, who has promised that all who believe in the name of Yeshua will rise again to be with him. Acts 13:35. Therefore, he also says in another passage, you will not allow your Holy One to see decay. It is a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And we have these wonderful blessings, and yet there are so many out there who do not know about this wonderful blessing. There's wonderful living hope. This world is perishing, and yet we're living. We're not only living on this earth, we get to live on the next earth. I can't imagine what it would be like to be without a Savior, with no hope, no refuge. Can it be, O blessed Savior, one without thee dares to die? Today you have a living hope because you were given a living Savior, and that Savior has given you a wonderful refuge, a salvation. You have such wonderful blessings. How can we not hold back a hallelujah? Verse 11, thou wilt make known to me the path of life. Thy countenance is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. The blessings of God are never, never ending. His grace is just so vast, his love so deep, and his mercies are new every morning. In our hearts of hearts, we should only but hear the psalm, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. He should be all the more than life to me. He is the fairest of 10,000. In the blessed Lord I see. I want to live forever with Jehovah. I hope you do too. I hope it excites you and comforts you in this day and age. I hope you are encouraged to know that you have such wonderful promises upon this earth, but also in the life to come. I hope it encourages you to go forth and find the needy, and worry not about your body or soul, for you are protected. You are sealed with that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. Go out and seek. Romans 10:13 has a promise so simple but so true. Everyone who calls upon the name of Adonai will be saved. And 1 John 1, 3-4, what we have seen and heard, we have declared to you, so that you may have fellowship along with us, and indeed, fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that your joy may be full and complete. I tell you today, you now have heard the words, take joy, may you find completeness in it, knowing that you have a wonderful Savior. Romans 14:8, if we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Fear not, my brothers and sisters. We belong to the Lord and to him alone. Let's read it together. My refuge, my Adonai, my goodness, my delight, my portion, my cup, my lot, my inheritance, my counselor, my right hand, my safeguard. To summarize this wonderful psalm, the rabbis teach that one should take the psalm and put it into their own words so that they could better understand it. So here I have done it so. So in my personal paraphrase, I have worded the psalm this way. If you but put your faith and trust and make Yeshua your one and only Adonai and Savior, he will and is able to bring you safely through this life into the next, both body and soul. You will find both in this life and the next everlasting delight, having Jesus always before you as your counselor, having Jesus always as your lot, having Jesus always as your cup, having Jesus always as your portion, and having Jesus always as your highest treasure. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we have such a living hope. We thank you so much, Lord, that we have a Savior that's beyond comprehension. We have a Savior that takes delight in us, yet we hardly delight in ourselves. We have a Savior with such grace and mercy. We have a Savior with such love. Oh, forgive us of our sins, our pettiness, and help us to focus, to fill our cup with you. Help us to fill our minds with you so our lips speak only of you. Help us to have a joy that people don't understand. Help us to stand out in this world and be a light among the wicked. Help us to seek the lost and help them to see the gospel because we live the gospel. Guide us this night, Lord, as we go out. May we go out, servants of you, glorifying the name of Adonai, the wonderful Savior, Jesus, our Messiah. In your name.